another episode of the Membership IQ. I'm Sarah Sladek, your host. I'm so glad you're here. This is where you go to get smart about membership. And I'm here to tell you today about something that just really isn't talked about very much. Kind of that concept of messaging and media training. Have you ever been interviewed by someone in the press? They show up with their notebook and their camera or their recorder or however they're capturing their information in this interview with you. And you want to be careful about what you're saying in that interview, right? Because it's going on the record. It's going to be on TV or it's going to be in print or online, whatever the case may be. Well, I started out my career as a journalist. And I'm here to tell you that there are some things that I'm hearing association leaders say that just make me cringe a little bit. And I really wish they wouldn't say these things because they leave a lasting negative impression on their audiences. So we got to think a little bit more like we're in front of a journalist and be mindful of what it is that we are saying in these moments. When you have audiences coming to your conferences and events, and you are standing up and you're giving a speech, or you are interacting with members online or in person, whatever the case may be, you are always on. As an association executive, you are always representing the association. And I feel like there are a lot of people that just don't know that. I feel like there are a lot of staff and chapter leaders who just don't think that they are representing the association's brand at all times. So then when members and prospects interact with these individuals, there are certain things that are sometimes said and done that probably shouldn't be said or done. It's as if these individuals sometimes forget that they are representatives of the association. And everything, whether you like it or not, is quote unquote on the record. It's burned on people's brain what you say in these moments, especially these times when you have the stage, you have the mic. But it's also burned on people's brains when they are prospects and they're trying to decide whether they're going to join your association. So here's what you shouldn't be saying in these very critical moments. You should never be saying this to members at any time. Number one, don't lie. I say that from experience. I have watched association leaders lie, kind of pull the political trick out of the hat and say, oh, yes, we are working on this and we will achieve this by this date and no worries whatsoever there. This is currently in process, and literally get off the stage and say, well, I guess we got to start that now because we are not currently doing that. I probably shouldn't have said that. Why are you lying? Don't lie. Sooner or later, the lies catch up to you. It is so much better to just be honest and either say, I don't have the answer, or my hope is that someday we can work on this, or I know this is a concern and I hear what you're saying and I will make an effort to move this initiative to the forefront. So something, but please don't lie. It catches up with you. It makes the association look so bad. Don't lie. Second thing is stop talking about the past. Stop talking about the good old days. I've seen so many association leaders get up there and they just wax poetic about the past, you know, 20 years, 40 years, 50 years, 100 years, whatever the case may be. And they talk so much about the past. And then sometimes they'll name drop. Do you remember when Bob Sullivan said this at the 1975 conference, and or when Kitty Connor got up and did this in 1992 and Wow, you've just alienated a huge portion of your audience who has no idea who those people are. You're not providing reference for it, but also they don't really care. If you're going to talk about the past, make it brief, make it exciting, make it fun, do a video, make it visual. But let's not sit and share stories about the good old days. And keep in mind that the people who are there and thinking about your association, they want to hear more about the future. They want to hear about your vision. They want to know that they have aligned with an organization that's moving only one direction, and that's forward, not backward. Also, please don't get up there and say something like, which I just heard this week from an association executive. Don't get up there and say something like, you know, I'm going to be retiring soon, so this will be someone else's problem. Could there be anything worse? Why are you announcing, yet not announcing, that you're going to be leaving the organization? Something like that insinuates that the future of the organization is completely unknown, that it's just this foggy haze and nothing is really figured out and it's going to be leaderless and rudderless. And why would anyone want to join when there are proclamations like that being made? I feel incredibly passionate about this topic, as you can tell. Don't get up there and say, I'll be retiring soon. It doesn't bode well for the association and the outlook of the organization. Don't get up there and say membership is declining, but it's okay because it's been declining for a long time. That's another comment that I've heard been made several times. Why worry? Why worry? The sky's falling, but you know what? It's been falling all along. So what are you going to do about it anyway? Just kind of this, throw up your hands and shrug and say, I don't know, and I don't really care. That's what that's saying when you're using language like that. It does not assure people. It certainly doesn't inspire them. And anyone who's thinking about joining doesn't want to be a part of your organization when phrases like that are at the forefront. And don't, and again, I'm saying this from experience and I'm saying this with love, don't complain about other people in the organization. I have heard association staff complain about other association staff, complain about the board, complain about chapter leaders, complain about an individual, complain about an entire state of members, complain about the technology, complain about. In these organizations, whereas there is this very negative, vocal energy and constant passing of the buck, it's someone else's fault, and I'm going to blame everybody else, but I'm not going to take ownership for it. Oh my gosh. And then these organizations wonder why membership is declining or why people aren't really excited to be there. Think about what you're saying. Think about it. People want right now, especially, it is an era of disruption. People want to align with organizations that have got it together. They want to align with leaders that are positive and visionary and inspired and enthusiastic. They want to be part of something that is passionate, something that's going to make a difference in the world. They don't want to be part of something that is negative or leaderless or hopeless or lost or complaining. Man, I just, like I said, I'm incredibly passionate about this because I've just seen people say and do things that really backfire. They don't take ownership for what's coming out of their mouths. They completely forget that they are part of the brand. They completely lose sight of things like telling the truth and being honorable and being reliable. What your members want to hear and what prospects want to hear is, yes, number one, the truth. They want to hear you've got a plan, that you are thinking about the future. They want to know that you're going to be there for them, that your association is stable and has their best interests at heart and in mind. They want to know that this is a community building place, that this is a safe place that is equitable and inclusive and fair and right. That's what members want. They want to hear about your future. They want to know, if I renew my dues this next year, or if I join this association, it's going to be the best decision I ever made. There should never, ever be a question as to whether or not it was the right decision to be a part of this organization. Stop. Think. Pretend someone is interviewing you. Know that everything you say and do is quite literally on the record. It's creating a memory and making an impression. And it doesn't matter what your role is, whether you are the CEO, the VP, the membership director, the janitor, the chapter leader, the whoever, you're resembling your association and the entire community and industry that it represents. So do yourselves a favor and represent your association proudly. Make people feel inspired, excited, and proud to be a part of your organization. That's the Membership IQ. I'm Sarah Sladek.